Talkingtruth.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got Nelson Mandela out of the hospital. We got Wesley Snipes out of prison. Got a lot of cool stuff to talk to you about. Apparently there's this bracelet that will actually tweet and Facebook for you if you are getting kidnapped. Now, I know a lot of the stuff I put on, you know, my Facebook is kind of minutia, but I'm assuming this bracelet will actually tweet something like, help me, I'm getting kidnapped. We also find out that women spend close to 2 months of their lives just shaving their legs. Okay, we're not talking about plucking eyebrows. We're not talking about stuffing their bras or our bras. We're talking about shaving legs. So if you don't want to waste too much of your life on shaving legs, let's come up with some other alternatives. The Dr. Dahlia way, where we only shave our legs during the summer months. We also got to talk about Walgreens now expanding their services to diabetes and managing your diabetes, diagnosing your diabetes, diagnosing your asthma, diagnosing your high blood pressure. Walgreens. Yeah, want to hear what you guys think about that. I know. All right, and I got, of course, we talked about this week, the morning after pill. Federal judge, from what I understand, with no medical training whatsoever, is now mandating that the FDA allows the morning after pill, Plan B, to be available over the counter to anybody, to boys, to girls, to anybody, okay? And I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're over-exaggerating. Boys won't take it. Well, how do you know? Okay? I mean, if an 11-year-old kid wants to have sex, and the girl says, oh, I can't have sex, and I got to make sure I have some Plan B. Well, I'll take it, and you don't get pregnant. You think 11-year-olds really understand the whole fertilization process? Understand the sperm and the egg and the zygote and the implantation? No. Trust me, boys are going to be taking the sucker. What? Quote me if you want. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, you know, Walgreens, I think, has about 360 stores throughout the United States. And mind you, I like Walgreens for prescriptions, okay? We talked about this week. I go to Walgreens for my prescriptions. They have my Anusol suppositories all ready for me anytime I need them. Could get my birth control, could get whatever. Okay, pretty happy with Walgreens. I also like that they have bulk candy, right, for sale. I could run in and get some extra makeup before I have to go on TV. I love Walgreens. I hope they stay in business forever. Great company. What just really irks me is how they think that they can take on what I do. Okay? Okay. Don't be deluding what I do, saying you could come into a Walgreens and now get your diabetes diagnosed. Okay, now mind you, I understand they have nurse practitioners. Nurse practitioners, very well trained, physician assistants well trained, they're not doctors. But they do a good job. They do a good job. And the nurse practitioners and PAs that I hire, they do a great job. Phenomenal job. Yes, I'm supervising. I look at every single note. I'm supervising. But they do a damn good job. But where I'm kind of questioning this is, does Walgreens have room for a little laboratory, right, to run, you know, urine tests and glucose sticks? Do they have an EKG? To check your heart. I don't think any diabetic should be without a full cardiac exam. Not only an EKG, but a cardiologist taking a peek at him. All right? If a diabetic walks in and has a cough, okay? All right? are you going to just diagnose them with a little bronchitis, or are you going to go, you know, wait a second, this guy's diabetic, okay? Does he have early heart failure? Does he have a pneumonia because he's diabetic? All right, is Walgreens going to take on the responsibility of making sure all the diabetics are seeing an eye doctor, seeing a kidney doctor, okay? Making sure they're seeing that heart doctor. You know, diagnosing diabetes isn't as easy as just looking at the blood sugar. You could have normal blood sugar and still be a diabetic because we're looking at your triglycerides. We're looking at the whole picture. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Brian calling from Las Vegas. Brian, baby, what's going on?
Hi there. I've got kind of a technical question. I'm interested in insulin-like growth factor number one.
Okay.
And whether having higher levels or lower levels might be good or bad for you. I saw a program on TV that said you should have lower levels, it's better. But I've read other things where it says that lower levels can increase your risk of atherosclerotic plaque and other problems.
Exactly. Okay, so your IGF growth factor is basically your IGF-1. It's a hormone that's similar to insulin, but it's not insulin. Now, it really plays a huge part with kids. It plays a huge part in your metabolism. It's kind of produced by the liver, and it's in the hormone family. It's stimulated by growth hormone. So you're going to see higher levels as you're growing. Your growth hormone is higher when you're growing as a kid. Okay? Growth hormone is high. Your growth hormone is still around, but many of us have been kind of playing around in terms of studies with growth hormone and using that to help with aging. The whole anti-aging type of now movement has been circulating around growth hormone, and then therefore IGF-1, all right, because they are they seem to be synonymous when they go up and down. My only concern with that is when you have higher insulin levels, we do get a little nervous about your sugar metabolism. So you would think that some of us would be a little bit concerned about you having higher levels. I don't think a lot of us are looking at lower levels, okay? We know in dwarfism, you could have lower IGF. We know that you could have some issues with your IGF with neuropathy. They haven't really, you know, investigated it with cancer. So my answer to that is I don't think we know enough yet, but it's something that I really think should be investigated. But great question. Okay, don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you want Walgreens to start treating your diabetes? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-2237, extension 130.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, you ain't lying. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys are spending time on Facebook, spending time tweeting. Make yourselves useful. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I say what you guys post, honestly, really. Okay, nobody cares about your bowel movements, but we do care if you follow The Dr. Dahlia Show. That's pretty important. True, The Dr. Dahlia Show talks about our own bowel movements, but that's allowed. Okay, Linda writes, Doctor, I went to a take care clinic. I had dizziness and a cough. They diagnosed me with bronchitis and said it was viral. They would not give me an antibiotic when I asked for one. I went to an internist 2 days later when I started coughing up blood. Turns out I had pneumonia and was diabetic with a blood sugar over 300. Maybe Walgreens has taken on diabetes because of liability. Okay, we were talking about this week, and we're talking about today, Walgreens extending their take care clinics to now diagnose, treat, manage some chronic diseases like diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure. And again, I don't want to sit here and insult Walgreens. I think Walgreens, for what they do with prescriptions and what they do for, you know, having a pharmacy and having a shop that you could run in and kind of quickie mart stuff. I think they're phenomenal. Where I get nervous as a doctor and as your radio doctor is if they think they could take this on. Okay. Now we're not, you know, riffing on them. I mean, you know, Linda, the first thing I would tell you is why would you go to a take care clinic for dizziness and cough to begin with? You know, I mean, and I thank you for your call. I'm not saying this to rip on you, but if I was, you know, being devil's advocate, all right, I could look at Linda and go, wait, why would you be walking into a take care clinic for dizziness and cough to begin with? You ended up going to an internist 2 days later. Why didn't you go to an internist in the first place? All right, but I get it. I get it. Many of you don't have insurance. Many of you don't want to wait the 2-3 weeks to get into a doctor or nurse practitioner or a PA. Many of you love the idea that you could get in and get out on a Sunday. I don't know if they're open on a Sunday. I don't know much about take care clinics. And for those of you that have had experience with them, please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have no criticism thus far for what I've seen with the Walgreens take care clinics. Let me just put that out there. I am not criticizing the current Walgreens take care clinics. Yes, it eats into my business, but I don't mind because I know what's going on out there. I know you guys don't have health insurance. I know you guys need a cheaper way to see a medical provider. All right. And I understand that Walgreens is very entrepreneurish and they should be in this market. Okay. We are in a crappy lull of a recession. Don't listen to the liberal media saying the recession's over. Where I live, it ain't. So, you know, Walgreens extending their capitalistic arm, offering medical visits, all the power to them. My job, though, as a radio physician, is to inform you guys that, all right, when you're going there, remember, you're going there for a very superficial treatment, okay? All right, and I'm not saying the doctor or the medical provider is doing anything superficial, but you're not seeing a doctor, you're not getting a comprehensive evaluation, you're not getting your pap smears, you're probably not getting mammograms ordered, you're not getting EKGs, you're not getting x-rays, you're getting what needs to be looked at. All right, some of you will not get an antibiotic. If the nurse practitioner or physician assistant, whoever they hire, has been trained to not give an antibiotic, if you have a viral illness, you're not going to get an antibiotic. For a virus, you won't. Which is why, again, I don't have any criticisms on these take care clinics because they're kind of doing what they're supposed to do. Whoever's running them, they are running in them in chip shop shape from what I understand from my patients. Now, I've never been a patient. I've never gone there because, I have a huge gynecological history. I mean, if they can't handle that, no sense wasting their time or making the medical provider cry by any means. But from what I'm understanding from my patients, the only criticism they have told me is they don't get the antibiotic. They come to me. They're worse. Yellow sputum, fever, maybe early pneumonia, worsening sinus infection, strep. No big deal. I go ahead and treat them. All right. You know, urgent cares do the same thing. I mean, if they don't think you need an antibiotic, you're not going to get it. Family doctors and internists should be doing the same thing. If you don't need an antibiotic, you shouldn't be getting it. So in this particular case, we have Linda here, who ended up being a diabetic with a blood sugar over 300, okay? I don't know how old Linda is. And if you want to call in, if you're listening, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Anybody with dizziness should probably not go to a take care clinic. Take care clinic, up until now, has not advertised that they want the dizziness, that they want the chest pain, that they want the blurry vision, that they want the loss of vision, that they want the groin pain or the bloody diarrhea. From what I understand, Take Care Clinic has not advertised that or promoted or tried to tap in on that business. Now, once I see that they want to start jumping in on asthma, or diabetes or high blood pressure, my question to them is, okay, fine. If you think your nurse practitioners are adequate enough for that, that's fine because nurse practitioners can diagnose that. Okay, I get you. But what room do you have in your clinic and what actually do you have in your clinic? Do you have the ability to give SVN treatments? Can you give nebulizer treatments to help open up someone's lungs? Are you going to be monitoring them on the pulse ox? Do you have solumedrol? If you have somebody who actually is in an asthmatic attack. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, Walgreens Take Care Clinic is just going to help diagnose it and then throw you on an inhaler. Oh, hell no. Okay, most people, when they're diagnosed with asthma, are diagnosed because they're kind of at a pretty desaturated state. Are you, Walgreens, ready to take that on? When I was working ER in Lake Havasu, yes, I'm going to be talking about that. Leave me alone. Listen, if Randy Jackson could talk about when he used to work with Mariah, I could talk about when I was an ER doc. Now, when I was in ER, there were one weekend in Lake Havasu, there was going to be no OB. We were going to have no OB call, all right? So no one to deliver babies. So the administrator came downstairs when I was in the ER, and, you know, here I'm chewing bubble gum while sewing somebody up. I don't know. And they go, all right, Dahlia, you could deliver babies, right? I go, oh, hell yeah, I love delivering babies. They go, good, since you're on ER this weekend, we'll have you handle OB call. And I said, oh, no, can't do that. Like, well, what are you talking about? You're here in the ER. Just deliver the babies when they come in. I go, but I can't do an emergency hysterectomy. And the administrator, now remember, the administrator doesn't have any medical background. They're a hospital administrator. Right? She's like, what the hell does that have to do with anything? No one's asking you to do an emergency hysterectomy. And I go, you don't understand. If the normal vaginal delivery ends up not being normal, baby starts to decel, we have a problem. We go in and we start to find out that the uterus is rupturing, right? And we have heavy bleeding. Hell yeah, I could do a C-section and I could deliver the baby, but I don't know how to do an emergency hysterectomy and stop any bleeding if the uterus is ruptured or to sew up the, I can't do that. I could deliver babies and do a C-section, that's it. So if I'm not ready to go all the way, okay, and I wasn't ready to go all the way in high school, college, et cetera, or in that ER. If I'm not ready to go all the way, then I better not volunteer for the OB call. Now, the administrator shook their head and thought I was a wussy, but I, you know, when I ran this by some of the other doctors, like, oh, hell yeah. That's the difference between a hospital administrator and a doctor. The hospital administrator knows how to administrate. They know how to run a hospital. They don't know, they don't see down the line. So my recommendation to Walgreens is if you're going to take on diabetes, all right, you better make sure you could take it on. Do you have some insulin? What if you have a hypoglycemic? You're saying, according to these articles, you are going to diagnose diabetes. You're going to treat the diabetes, and you're going to manage the diabetes. Okay, I'm under the impression that you know how to diagnose DKA. I'm under the impression that you know how to administer insulin and administer glucagon. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're over-exaggerating. Am I? Okay? I mean, yeah, I don't work in the ER anymore, but sometimes my family practice turns into an ER. And I have no problem calling the ambulance, calling the paramedics, and doing what I need to do. So my recommendation to Walgreens, okay, is if you are going to be managing diabetes and they end up having a UTI or a yeast infection, I'm hoping you could do vaginal and pelvic exams there. You're managing the diabetes. You're taking the place of them going to a family office or an internal office. All right, are you going to be doing the pap smears? I'm also going to recommend you have an EKG. I also recommend that you have access to a cardiologist right away in case the person doesn't want to go to the ER and you see something funny on the EKG, because a lot of us family docs will be able to work with a cardiologist that'll get them in same day. I also urge you to have some sort of radiology facilities, all right, or you're able to get the X-ray stat with whomever you work. And if you're open on a Sunday, you're going to then have to send them to the ER anyway. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, I'm not done. I'm still yelling. Oh, man, I haven't even touched this whole Plan B over-the-counter thing. But anyway, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I mean, is this what you guys want? Is that you want the doctor so far out of the equation, just so far away from being involved with yours or your family's health? Is this what you guys want? Maybe it is, and nobody's telling me. Here I am trying to fight for you all and, you know, trying to stick my nose in and stick my head in and say, no, you need our opinion. You need our training. Maybe all this time you guys don't want us. Maybe you want doctors so far away from the decision-making process and you just want each other to diagnose and treat and manage. I mean, if that's what you guys want, I'll shut up. I probably won't shut up, but then fine, I'll butt out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know we're going to have drive-through medicine soon. You're going to be driving up to my office. All right? I'm going to open up a window. It's going to be the whole doc in a box type of thing. And you're going to say, Dr. Dahlia, you probably won't even call me doctor by then because it won't matter that I have any sort of medical degree. You'll be like, Dahlia, baby love, witch, I want my Z-Pack. And I got this rash on my groin. Can you take a look at it? And I'll be like, can you move up closer to the window, sir? And you'll move up closer to the window. And, can you please lift up the testicles so I can... I mean, that's how we're going to be doing it over the counter. Or a drive-through pap smear. Yes, I'm pretty adept at the pap smear. I could probably do a pap smear through your car window, but I don't want to. Hopefully I'll be long gone out of medicine by then, and maybe I'll be teaching, you know, this is where we're going. All right. The whole doc in a box type of thing. Even if you even want us docs. So in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about Plan B and our 11-year-old girls and boys being able to pop Plan B without knowing what the hell it is. Probably will be next to Pez candy and Pez dispensers and 5-hour energy. But I want to give you guys an update on what's been going on with the Dr. Desai case. Now, for those of you outside of Las Vegas that listen to the show, and thank you so much, I trained in Las Vegas and I practice in Las Vegas. So the Dr. Dahlia show is actually based in Las Vegas. The Dr. Dahlia studios, you know those big, you know that big fancy building on the strip that's really tall? Right? And it's next to the Stratosphere Hotel, and it's that big Stratosphere Tower. Yeah, that's not us. Okay, so when I trained in Las Vegas, I trained under a doctor named Dr. Deepak Desai. He was a gastroenterologist, and that's where I learned my gastroenterology from when I had to rotate through that rotation. Well, this doctor, later, we come to find out, allegedly, that in his clinic, he had exposed multiple patients to possibly hepatitis, HIV. Patients were afflicted. One actually has died. And now he and two nurse anesthetists are up on wrongful death charge, on second degree murder charges. Basically, what had happened is previously he had anesthesiologists in the office administering the anesthesia for the colonoscopies. And I remember I actually did some training with that anesthesiologist. You know, he showed me how he administered anesthesia through the IV tubing, etc. From what I understand, Medicare back in 2000, was it four around there, decides we're going to bundle the anesthesia. So you're not going to get paid extra for the anesthesia. We're just going to pay you whatever for the colonoscopy. Anything extra on the anesthesia comes out of your pocket. So many of these doctors who had an anesthesiologist had to can it because anesthesiologists are pretty damn expensive. And from what I understand, the cheapest, most inexpensive person to administer anesthesia would be a nurse anesthetist. And rather than having the IV tubing and the whole IV setup, from what I understand, they were using these little baby ports that you would stick into the vein of the upper hand. And a technique some anesthesiologists used to do is they would have the sterile needle sticking in the propofol bottle, and we use propofol to put you to sleep and sedate you during these procedures, and the needle would basically be sticking there. All right, and then you would take a syringe, you would screw it into the needle, not that I think this is a practice that we should be doing anymore, but you would put a syringe into the needle, suck up the propofol you need, take the syringe and screw it out of the needle that was in the bottle, and then they would take the syringe and they would screw it into the port or the IV tubing and plunge. Okay, if they didn't use the needle with the IV tubing. Well, when you do that, if there's any backsplash of blood on that needle port, well, duh, now you've got blood on your syringe. Now you're screwing the syringe back in the needle that was inappropriately sticking in the propofol bottle, and now you're plunging infected blood into the propofol bottle, sucking it up, and now giving it to the next patient. That's how we believe this happened. Okay? We also come to find out that allegedly the colonoscopies were being done so quickly and they weren't being cleaned properly. Now, Dr. Desai taught me a lot, but still what happened in his clinic is absolutely horrifying and probably one of the biggest embarrassments we've ever seen to this medical community. And one of the scariest things, especially since I am taking care of some of the patients who actually were afflicted with hepatitis from that office. From what we find out today, lawsuits that have pervaded from this are continuing now, that it actually extended to the insurance companies that had allowed Dr. Desai's clinic to be on their plan. Now, we all remember that the makers of propofol got sued, Teva. Teva Pharmaceuticals from Israel, they got sued big time, and I think they had to pay out, what was it, $750 million in punitive damages. Now, why was propofol sued when this happened? Because prosecutors felt they could go after propofol also. Because remember, there's not enough money. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. There's not enough money to take care of all the affected victims from this. Okay, if Dr. Desai is already bankrupt or in jail or whatever, where are these victims going to get the money for their, pain, suffering, and now affliction with a deadly disease? So prosecutors decide to go after propofol and won. They blame propofol because they said the bottle should have been single dose. If the bottle was single dose, the nurse anesthetist wouldn't have stupidly done what they did with the whole needle routine and syringe routine. And because it was a multi-dose vial, and most companies do have multi-dose vials, they were responsible. And actually, they were found, prosecutors in the right. Teva had to come out with $750 million. Well, now the lawsuits are extending to the insurance company. Now, the insurance company, United Health Group, Inc., owns, from what I understand, Health Plan of Nevada and Sierra Health Services, two very large insurance companies within Nevada. And for now, jurors have found that they were negligent in their oversight of the doctor. And they now have to pay $15 million in compensatory damages to some of the victims, not all of the victims. Okay, now, how does this relate to you? Whenever I bring up a story, how does this relate to you? Okay. Well, A, should an insurance company be responsible for the doctors that are on the list? Should insurance companies be doing routine checks? Should insurance companies be governing them? Now, some of you will say, well, hell yeah, that's a no-brainer, that's easy. All right, but stop for a second. When a doctor's on an insurance company, they're not on one, they're on tons. They're on Sierra Health or Health Plan of Nevada, Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Coventry, TriWest, TriCare, St. Mary's. So you're going to have all these people do inspections on one doctor. We're governed by the state medical board. The state medical board, and they do a pretty damn good job. They do. Okay? So, you know, is it going to be practical? And then will an insurance company want to take on the liability, okay, of a doctor who has any, let's say, red flags? Where this gets a little frustrating for us doctors is if insurance companies now are going to be so gun shy to insure you, all right, and have you on their plan, they may say, oh, to hell with it, all right, we're not insuring you. And we're unfortunately shackled to this this healthcare system where if you don't have health insurance, you have a hell of a time getting medical care. I think the whole health insurance system is a crock. The reason why you have health insurance is to take the doctor's fees and knock them down. It's basically the insurance company is negotiating for you, but they never negotiate. They just say, this is all we're paying you. All right? And so why the hell do we need the middleman? Why not doctors charge less? We get rid of the insurance companies. We get rid of malpractice. We get rid of with tort reform. I mean, there's cheaper ways to do it, but that's not going to happen. So now insurance companies are responsible for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so have a federal judge that now is butting heads with the FDA and giving them 30 days to make the Plan B. Teva Pharmaceuticals Plan B, huh, you might as well buy some stock, over-the-counter and available for anybody who wants to take it to hopefully prevent a pregnancy after having unprotected sex. U.S. District Judge Edward Corman of Brooklyn, New York, ripped the FDA a new one for what he called a 12-year delay in making Plan B available. He said the case isn't about the potential misuse of Plan B by 11-year-olds. Okay? These emergency contraceptives would be among the safest drugs over the counter, and the number of 11-year-olds using these drugs is likely to be minuscule. Has he delivered an 11-year-old who was pregnant? Has he? No. I did. Okay. Has this guy had any medical training, any medical background? Okay. Now, what's the big deal about Plan B? Plan B is, in essence, fairly safe. It is. Okay? It's progesterone, not estrogen. The one-step Plan B, you used to have the two-step Plan B, but the one-step Plan B is 1.5 milligrams, 1.21 gigawatts, 1.5 milligrams of levonorgestrel. Norgestrel. It's a progesterone. It's a big hunky dose, okay? Progesterone is what makes us ladies when we're PMS'd, a little PMS-y. It makes us kind of acne-igious, get some acne from it. Progesterone constipates me. Progesterone can actually stop your periods or can actually make you bleed more. Can make you nauseated, abdominal bloating, or it could do nothing. Right? So a little girl, you know, popping this medication, she may be a little miserable. Okay? I've never heard of anybody die from it. Okay? So, I mean, you know, if nobody's going to die from it, you know, it's fairly safe. If the girl has abnormal periods and she takes it, could it make her bleed more? It could. In essence, it could. All right? Which is why it's always kind of good to know if somebody is taking it. Okay? Just to kind of get an idea. It's always nice to know if your 12-year-old is popping some hormones. But basically, this Plan B one step. Now, Plan B, when I used to prescribe it, had a pregnancy test within it. Plan B had a pregnancy test within it. So you would take the pregnancy test, make sure it's negative, and then you would pop the first set, which was the 0.75 milligrams, and then about 12 hours later, you would take the other set. It was like two pills combined to make the 0.75. Now they've come up with a honking 1.5 milligram. I know y'all are thinking milligrams, that's tiny, but for hormones, that's a lot. That's kind of a lot, especially since birth control pills were kind of in the micro range, but it's or the point range, but it's a big dose. And now, why would that work? Well, apparently the high dose of progesterone could either prevent the ovulation, interfere with the transport of the egg, or maybe make the environment so hostile that you couldn't fertilize or you couldn't have a viable area for a fertilized egg. Okay? That's how the Plan B works. Its efficacy is anywhere between 89% to maybe 95, 96%. Okay? The one step seems to be more efficacious than the two step because some people forget to take the second step. Okay? But again, there's still that 5, 6% chance, even if it's at its highest efficacy rate, of pregnancy. Now, where I have an issue, and I know you all are starting to moan and groan because you know I have a big issue with teenagers having sex, and I do. I think it's ridiculous. I think they have enough things out there to keep them busy. Smartphones, Family Guy, YouTube videos, all right? I don't think they really need to spend the 2.5 minutes that they thought would be an all-nighter on sex. I got to tell you, that's probably one of the biggest shell shocks to these kids. Is they're like, that was it? It's over. That was it. Yeah. That's, you know, sex isn't an all night thing. I know when we watch the movies, right? You see the rolling around. I mean, yeah, true. Maybe you could go for a second and a third try. But a lot of times these, you know, 14-year-old boys or these 15-year-old boys, they really can't hold out longer than a couple minutes. So many of you ladies just lost your virginity. You just exposed yourselves to STDs. You know, you're bleeding, right? You feel like crap. You know, he already 5 minutes later is watching Family Guy or Facebooking or tweeting or doing something else. And you're just sitting there going, that was it? Right? Nobody teaches these kids that, right? They think sex is so glamorous and it's all, you know, Brad Pitt and, I don't know, Justin Bieber kids find sexy. That blows my mind. If they think Justin Bieber is sexy, do you think they actually have the mentation and the competency to handle Plan B, for crying out loud? Where I have an issue is if you have somebody of that age, even your 30-year-olds, okay, that would require a plan B, they obviously are doing something wrong. They're obviously not having safe sex, whether you're a 30-year-old woman or a 13-year-old girl. If you have to run to a drugstore to grab some plan B, you're doing something wrong. The reason why we doctors like having the opportunity to prescribe it, and it's not a money thing. If you guys see what we get paid for an office visit, no, it's really not worth it. Counseling on unprotected sex, no, it's not a money maker. So we actually, you could in essence say we lose money seeing one of you whose condom broke or had unprotected sex compared to managing some other illness. It's not a money thing, people, okay? We doctors aren't upset because of our own pocket on this one. Don't make that much money on that. But it gives us an opportunity when we're writing a plan B to find out, well, what happened? Was it forced upon you? Were you attacked? Were you using a condom? Are you currently on birth control? And are you not taking it right? You know, we discussed earlier in this week that teen moms, a quarter of teen moms, actually have already been pregnant once. And they found that a teen mom who has obviously become pregnant, had a baby, is only 22% more likely, or only 22% of them will go on birth control. 78% of them don't go on birth control after getting pregnant. Well, why is that? Maybe birth control is too hard to take. I mean, I've had difficulty. I was in medical school, and I remember going, oh, damn, I forgot my pill, having to run home and take it. You know, taking a birth control pill is kind of a pain in the butt. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. We all agree taking a birth control is a pain in the butt. Then maybe if somebody needs to run to a drugstore to get some plan B, maybe they're having issues remembering their birth control and the medical provider needs to change the birth control. So, you know, when we have to write emergency contraception, there is a hell of a lot we do. And making sure you're not raped, making sure you're attacked, making sure you know about sex, making sure you're not having pain, making sure you didn't get an STD, making sure you're screened for STDs, making sure you're taking your birth control correctly. These are all valuable things that need to be done. And for, again, a federal judge with no medical experience to minimize contraception like he's doing, saying, yeah, just throw the emergency pill out there for everybody. You think your 12-year-old girl is going to talk to her mother? You think she's going to talk to her dad? You think she's going to talk to a doctor? No, big sister or, you know, ninth grade friend is going to say, just go to Walgreens and buy it. And they're going to pop the pill. Boys who don't know what the hell they're doing, they pop the pill too, just to make sure their sperm doesn't make a baby. All right. I mean, you know, think about, I mean, when you were 12 years old, how smart were you? I wasn't. I was still trying to figure out how to fit into my training bra, especially since I was only able to wear a training bra for the first probably 2 months. And then I went from a, you know, A.5 to a double D. So I was having my own set of difficulties. I wasn't smart enough to handle contraception or emergency contraception. But you know what? This is what we're doing these days. We're popping pills. It's all about popping a pill and no responsibility. Welcome to America, people. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you on Monday, every day, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Please tune in. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, be healthy. God bless.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.